Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Tampa Bay. How are we doing today? Well, I hope everything is going well. It's a beautiful day outside, and we are here doing the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show, and we are actually joined by Scott Alessi from Slade Trades. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
What a day.
Oh, there you are. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yes, it is gorgeous out today, right?
Hey, oh, there really is. The little bit that I got out there today, I just was enjoying it, I'll tell you that.
Yes. You know? It is a beautiful beach day to just sit and look at the waves.
You're close enough, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're right by Clearwater Beach.
That's it.
So how are you today, Scott?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal, thank you. You know, just working hard and living the dream, you know. Got a lot of, you know, customers coming in today and, you know, different exciting things and different estates that are out there. There's always something happening in Clearwater, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there's always something going on over at Slade Trades. You have so much stuff located over
there. Too much stuff.
16.
Inventory out of control sale we could have. Anybody out there that wants something, I don't care what it is. It's here.
I believe that.
You don't come here with anything in mind.
I think that is true. I have looked at a range of items you have. You have everything from jewelry to furniture to antiques to ivory to toys, comic books. I mean, everything.
I mean, you don't come here with anything in mind, Tammy. You come here with an open mind and find something you didn't know you needed.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of place, and I'll deal on anything. You know, I really, truly will.
Oh, for
sure. It's amazing what's in here, and, you know, we've got that coupon running, the cash coupon book, and we'll be more than honored at, and, you know, even more if we have to.
Awesome. Yeah, actually, I was there on Saturday, and it was so funny because these two ladies came in, and they had never been there before. So they sort of opened the door, and they were looking, and the one lady was like, oh, is this just like, you know, more like a thrift store? Because she thought it was just that front room. And I was like, no. I was like, honey, you can walk for days.
I was just talking about you today. I don't know if I should discuss this over the radio, but Jamie was saying, my God, you you had some beautiful stuff. She says, I'm trying to talk her out of getting rid of it. You know, you can't find it anywhere anymore.
I know. She was like, yeah, yeah. Keep it, keep it.
She was saying, don't get rid of it, don't get rid of it. You know, she was saying, man, you know, Tammy really had some nice jewelry.
Well,
you know,
a couple of the items.
You can't find anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, two of the things that I have, they belong to my grandma, so I definitely want to hold on to those. But I was just curious to find out about them, because, you know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's always nice to know where your items come from, what they are, what error, you know. And we're always willing to help with people. I talked to a lady today about that. She called in, and she's got to get rid of an estate that, you know, it's probably two estates in one, because it's from, you know, an estate 50-something years ago that just sat there and another estate. And, you know, and it's some really interesting stuff. And I told her, I says, you know, bring it in. I mean, I'll at least tell you what, you know, what it is and where it came from and, you know, what it's worth and give you some facts of where to go.
Right.
You know, what
and
to do with it.
I mean, that is awesome. So anybody listening that has any items that they're curious about, you know, whether you want to sell it or you don't want to sell it, you know, come in and check it out and talk to Scott because he can help. He's so helpful.
Even Jamie. I mean, Jamie.
Oh yeah,
Armanda.
Jamie is great.
Jamie's amazing when it comes down to artwork and jewelry and stuff. I mean, you know, I think she's better than me.
Well, you know, she taught me.
That, but I'll tell you what, she's amazing.
She is. She taught me. I mean, she really took time out of her day to stand there and explain to me like things. Like, okay, for example, pennyweight. I had no idea what that was. And so she was like, "Yeah,
it's
that's
the way
what
the pawn shops can do you."
Right. Yeah. And so she, you know, told me the difference.
I mean, if you really want to know, you know, I mean, it gives us an advantage to buy it that way.
Right.
So she can't really understand it.
No, I didn't know anything about it, but she said that's exactly what happens when you go to a pawn shop. That's what weight they use. And I'm like, well, what the heck weight is that? I never even heard of it. But yeah, she told me.
Call it what it is, you know. Call it spade a spade.
Well, actually, she really. I mean, she told me a lot about the items that I had, but the stuff that my grandma had, I had no idea that it could be worth that much. Like, none. I mean, looking at it, I have a bracelet. I mean, it looks like it's really old, but you never know.
No, your friend's got some really nice, you know, watches. I mean, those watches you showed me the other day when I was at the radio show. I mean, amazing watches. I mean, the Adele, I mean, you know, he's got, you know, beautiful, solid gold watches, pocket watches, Elgin's. I mean... You know, I mean, there's a lot of treasures in Florida. I enjoy doing what I enjoy, you know, just because I meet the people and the stories behind them and how long they got them and where they got them.
Right.
You know, it's just cool stuff. It really is. I mean,
seriously, that's why I like coming to Slade's because I'll find an item and I'll be like, oh, that's really cool. And then you tell me all about it. And it's just, it's interesting. You know, I love to hear things like that. Like, oh yeah, this came from my friend. Well, when you were telling me about the sword, that was an awesome story. Like how you acquired it, where it came from, who owned it. Like, that's a great story.
Well, we're actually trying to do that. So, you know, it's significant that you said that because what we're trying to do is we're trying to make it not only a brick and mortar store, but we're trying to go online. And I'm looking at everything on shipping now. I mean, that's the way actually people buy. Mm-hmm. You know, the book brings me in so many people from the community, but, you know, there's a better reach when you go to the world. And
right.
What I'm doing is I'm actually devising it where if you like an item, I'm listing it to the estates that I got it from, whether it was the Bissell Mansion or the Ross Bicycle Estate or Dr. Nielsen's home or the guy that worked for Henry Ford or the Austrian guy.
Right.
I mean, these estates are so interesting that I'm going to be able to put a subcategory that if you want to see what other items came from that estate, you'll be able to do that.
Oh, that is awesome. You know, because I watch a lot of different shows, but American Pickers the other night, that's what he said he was going to do. He found this man who had an old toy store. Well, it was like third generation, I guess, and it had been closed for many years. But upstairs, where they originally had the toy store, they still had...
I saw that episode.
Did you? Yeah, where they had all the old toys still. And they had a little bit of water damage to the boxes themselves, but the toys were still not even put together yet.
Yeah, they were all Mark's toys that just were never touched. I mean, they went crazy. They bought all of them off.
But that's what he was saying.
Like that everywhere. There really is.
Right. But that's what he was saying, like, on the story for, like, the cash register. Like, he's like, you know, I don't want to just have the cash register. I'm going to write a whole little story about where this came from and who used it and, you know, the whole history behind it because people love to know that.
It's the Providence.
Right.
It is. I mean, once you have providence on something that you could document where it's been, how it's, you know, got to, you know, where it is now, that actually has the value of the item.
I mean, it really does.
People want to know the story.
Oh, for sure. Just like, I mean, it's kind of almost like authentication. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you have a paper, a story of, oh yeah, this came from this. I mean, because you have some stuff from, like you said, Ford. I mean, a lot of famous estates that you purchased out. So you have some very nice items.
Yeah, I mean, like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's those desks. I mean, Henry Ford bought his estate in 1927 and liked the desk so much that he had nine of them made from the Zeelandites in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
The original sits in the museum in Henry Ford's museum in Tennessee. But I've got one of the nine desks. There's five compartments that even if you knew where they were, you couldn't get at them. And that's what, and, you know, captured his attention so much and made him put it in his museum.
Oh.
But he made nine copies. I've got one of the nine copies sitting in here right now.
See, that is so awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got the blueprints on it and everything. I mean, it's amazing what people bring through the door.
Right. That's what I'm saying. People really need to come check it out. It's not just a bunch of stuff that people were throwing away. Like, you have some really good items. I mean, you have collectible.
Well, thank you, Tammy. I appreciate that.
For sure. Like, you do. Like, you have ivory pieces. I mean, you have just so many interesting things.
There's just everything.
Yeah.
Anything that your mind could imagine, we have here.
You know, when I was there as well.
Quite a bit of it, too.
When I was there, too, you know, there was a guy trying to buy the lockers. And Jamie was like, well, those really are the only thing not for sale.
It is. People want to buy my lockers all the time, you know?
Yeah, he really liked them. But she said, you know, I could put you on a list, and if I come across more, then, you know, I'll let you know.
That's it. Well, I'm so glad that I was able to share this with you today. I mean,
oh, for sure. Thank
you. I kind of got to get back. You know, there was a few things that I needed to do today, but I always, like, you know, representing you guys at the Cash Clause coupon book.
Oh, I mean, definitely.
It really does work. It does. I mean, it brings so many people from the area, you know, that are just local people that have never walked into my shop before that saw they saw me in the coupon book.
Thank you. That's awesome. You know, that's why we do what we do. We really care about our clientele, and we want you to do well, you know? And again,
yeah, I mean, a lot of people won't say that, but you know what? You guys bring me traffic. I mean, it's amazing.
Well,
it's
thank
amazing
you, Scott.
How much traffic you bring me, and I appreciate it. And if I can help you in any way, you know I'm there to help.
You always are. Thank you.
I appreciate you giving me some time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being on the air today, and you get back to your busy day, and I will talk to you very soon,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, anybody wants to see us, though, down at 1698 North Hercules, Clearwater, Florida. We're southwest of the railroad tracks. If you're coming from Drew Street, we're on the right, left-hand side, right before there's railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming from Sunset Point, I'm right on the right-hand side past the track.
Yep, you know? And you can't miss it because there's a Statue of Liberty right in the front.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola carousel horse.
Yeah.
The 6-foot Komodo dragon from Bali.
Yes, and it's huge. That thing is awesome.
All right, Tammy, thank you so much, and you have a beautiful day.
All right, Scott, thank you. You too.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye. So, yes, guys, that was Scott from Slade Trades. And, again, he is located at 1698 North Hercules Avenue in Clearwater. And if you want to give him a call, you can call him at 727-223-4901. And again, he's right there on Hercules, right past the railroad tracks. So if you're coming from the Drew direction, he'd be on your left-hand side before the tracks. And if you're coming from Sunset, he'll be on the right-hand side right after the tracks. And he has so many different things in his store. It's like a treasure hunt every time I go there. I find new things and find new information. All right, so I would like to talk about one of our clients, Frank's. Frank's Restaurant and Pizza. He supplied us with our food, and he does so often when we're doing the show. And his food is amazing. He's got New York style pizza, appetizers, soup, salad, sandwiches. He's got all the specialty Italian dishes, and they are homemade and made to order. And he's got calzones, wraps, and so many more. And he's got lunch specials, and they also deliver. And he's located right over on 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. And if you want to give them a call, you can call them at 727-216-6963. And delivery is free. And like I said, they also do takeout and catering. So go check out Frank's Pizza. They're open 7 days a week, 1600 Virginia Street. And thank you, Frank, for the pizza. It's delicious. I had to quit eating it so I could talk on the air today. Hi, so I'm joined in the studio with Josh today. So how are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So what has you here in Clearwater today?
Oh, he's a rapper.
Oh, so you do music?
I make music.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any music with you that is radio ready?
Did you give it to the guy up front?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Can you have something for him to do?
Yeah, yes.
Why don't you go do that and then come back?
All right.
Tell him how to put it on. We'll put it on the air.
Yeah, it just has to be radio friendly. But you can just email it to him. If you have it in an email, you just send your link over to him.
Go in there and work it out with him and then come back. So then we got Cole. We're going to wait a little bit there. Life's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
It's just like you got to live life on life's terms.
Well, for sure. And you got to take it as it comes.
Right. Right. And, you know.
But it always works out in the end. You know that. And, you know, I was just talking about you today. You are a good person. So you are going to have good karma. So even if you think something bad happens, because all of us go through our little trials and tribulations, it always works out in the end because you're a good person.
Amen. I hope so. You know, and you deserve it. The tape you gave me to have high self-esteem. You know, I've been listening to that now for about 2 months, and it has helped out. Because I heard someone saying, no, I'm not doing well in life, and maybe I don't deserve it, right? And I never would have caught that before, right? But since I'm listening to this self-esteem tape, is Danny there? No, he didn't answer?
Nope, we don't have a Danny right now.
No Danny. Oh, too bad. And it says, you deserve it. And then it also says, you know, release the need to criticize yourself.
Yes.
And release the need to criticize others, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's just so funny how, I don't know, it just seems like some people strive on controversy.
Well, that is very true. Right. That's why you have to limit your dealings with people like that. Because some people, I mean, you can only pray for them and hope that they will change, but you can't be in the middle of their mess. You know what I mean?
They add a log. Like, if you want a fire to burn out, right, stop adding logs to it.
Exactly.
Right. And if you see controversy about to happen, don't be in the background adding, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like a friend of mine...
Fuel to the fire.
I'm just going to give you an example. I'm not going to tell you who, names or stuff, because anonymity. But there was an argument with two people, right? So I knew, like, what would police officers do? They separate the two, right?
Right.
So what I did is I got the person in the car, and I said, let's just go, because you could see that these two guys...
Right, remove them from the situation.
Right, so I said, let's just go. I got to go. And I removed them from the situation. I didn't egg them on.
No, because that's horrible. Why would you want to see
I wouldn't
see
egg them
argument?
On in the background saying stuff to make them get more angry.
Truthfully, that has happened to me in real life.
Right.
You know, when you're already angry, but then you have somebody that's actually agreeing with you and saying, yeah, yeah, be mad, be angry. Right. Then it just makes you be more angry.
You're adding fuel to the fire.
Of course.
You're adding a log to the fire.
Right.
How's the fire going to burn out? Is you stop adding logs.
Because you know what I've learned, though? You know, when you're younger, you think, oh, that person's my friend because they're on my side. But in reality, that is not your friend. Because somebody who truly cares about you is going to try to defuse a situation and tell you what's the right thing to do, which is to walk away. Like, calm down, stop thinking this way, and leave the situation.
Right. And it actually tires you out. Stress.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Right?
It's much more tiresome than being happy.
So, Cold Stone... is a new restaurant. I mean, a new ice cream. Well, I guess maybe they're not new.
Cold Stone is so good.
Yeah, that's the lady that emailed you the questions.
Yes.
And like what you should do from now on, like say if a client emails you questions, that shows me, one, they have interest. I even know she's listening, but I'm going to tell you what the truth is. So what is that an indicator for a salesman if someone emailed you questions?
That they're interested.
What does that make it from a medium, cold, or hot lead?
I would think medium or hot.
Hot. Right? So now, should a salesman know that someone's a hot lead out there?
Yes, and I thought I did text you, but I am sorry if I didn't.
But no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying to you, like, being salesman friendly. That's all.
Right. That's what I try to text you. I mean, right now
We got so much going on.
I do. I'm sending out email, then I'm downloading, then I'm texting you, then I'm texting a person, then I'm sending a change, then I'm texting you, and I've got my list.
We have over 150 clients.
Over, yes.
Then we got to make sure every T is crossed, every I is dotted.
And then I'm sending ads, and then they're sending me immediately back, oh, that's wrong, so then I have to change it.
Right, because then once it's printed, we can't reprint
it. Yeah,
right?
And we never go to print unless we have permission from the person that the ad is approved, so every single ad has to be approved.
I hope Andrea was able to get on the phone, on the radio to hear us. But anyhow, let's just talk about Cold Stone Creamery, they are located.
Have you ever had their ice cream? You know it's homemade. And they make it like right in front of you.
Homemade, made right in front of you?
Yeah, you can say, I want strawberries in there or blueberries in there or whatever. And they like put the stuff in there.
You should say that in the air then.
It's so delicious. It's really good.
You know, we should say that. Homemade, made right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you want chocolate or whatever you want in there.
Wow. Yep. So, like, give us an example of where they're located.
Okay, so actually, Andrea has two locations. The first location is located at 100 Main Street in Suite 102 in Safety Harbor, and that's right next to CRISPR's, I believe, on Main Street. Yeah, on Main Street. Hello. So if you're going down Main Street, I believe it's on the right-hand side, right before you get to the Safety Harbor Spa. And
very
then
good.
She has another location right there at 35607 US 19 in Palm Harbor at the Riviera Center Plaza, which is right there at the corner of Alderman and US 19 behind, it's right before you get to Alderman because it's right behind Longhorn.
Really?
Right, so by Dr. Lieberman's.
But does that say it in the ad?
Well, actually, I was just reading that, but that's incorrect. It's not at Alderman. It's right before you get to Nebraska.
Right, so we got to fix that. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's an example.
Yeah, so, you know, Lieberman's office, there's a CVS in the front, and then there's a whole plaza back there.
Oh, that's Cold Stone right there?
Yeah, that's where Cold Stone is, where our Gwen Postal is.
And not just that, there's
Wasabi's.
What's that big tavern that was opened up there?
LBC.
Right next to LBC?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know. So there it is. Now I know where that is. See, that's what we should do. Put a little description in there. Also mention the fact that they make it homemade right in front of you.
Yep.
And
they also make cakes. Like if you want an ice cream cake for birthday or for just to have one because they're delicious, you can get them there. And also they are offering catering now.
And that's Cold Stone Creamery.
Cold Stone Creamery.
And there's two locations. And give us both locations one more time.
Okay. The first one is 100 Main Street, Suite 102 in Safety Harbor, next to CRISPR's. And then the second location is in Palm Harbor at 35607 U.S. Highway 19. And that is right behind the Longhorn Steakhouse in the plaza right there.
Okay. And then... this is a young lady that tells us.
Oh, yes. We have Brooke.
I hope she's tuned in. I meant to call her. Let me give her a call. What's her number?
Yeah, Brooke is awesome. I have her cell number on my phone, but this is her number on here.
Okay, let's see if it goes there.
All right.
What is it?
It's 727 733-7297. And that's Brooke over at All Paul's. She's a brand new business, only been open for about 3 months. She's located in Dunedin over by Bonnie's Restaurant on Keene or County Road 1, whichever you prefer to call it. And she's a grooming service for all your little pretty pets.
Do you think that's like the nicest ad in the publication?
It's so cute. It's the cutest little puppy in a little car that is actually a really cute car. It's a convertible. So yes, it is awesome.
Yeah, I'm calling her now. But I know she went to Orlando, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, if you have her on her cell, why don't you get her on the cell? And I'll continue talking about some of the things that are going on. It's just ringing.
All right, awesome. Okay, yeah, I'll try to
get her on the cell and let her know where... she's unavailable. She has a beautiful voice.
I love Brooke. She's got a great personality.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who works with pets is always usually a nice person.
Right.
Yep, awesome.
Okay. Hey, Brooke, we're live on the radio leaving a message for you. Just want you to know it's 106.1 FM, and we're doing a commercial spot for you. And it's about 3:30 in the afternoon. Thanks, sweetheart. Bye-bye. See if you can get her on the cell.
All right.
Yeah, and then we're going to be doing some rap music that a guy that's a young and up-and-comer. And
she didn't answer her cell either. She must be busy or having fun.
Yeah, well, you can leave a message. Did you leave a message?
No, I'll text her.
Yeah, text her. That's a good idea. So, You know, we're in the process where we're at deadline for our publication, and so we're like really just focused on getting these ads correct.
Yeah, deadline and is
we never
crazy
put
time.
Out a publication where we don't make a mistake. Is that something to brag about?
But not that's just, many, but
we always make a mistake. And
whether
I always
it be
think,
a letter left off or something.
A wrong expiration date, something.
We're going to have to really, really be careful this time.
Yeah.
We're having some printing issues.
Yeah. And then, so that's something that we do here. Do we have anybody that we're going to have on? Would you like to talk to?
Well, I just had Scott on from Slade Trades, and he's a little busy today, but he did give us a little bit of time. And, you know, like I said, guys, he's got the most awesome place. It's really like having a treasure hunt. He has so many different items. It's not your typical, like, thrift store type place. I mean, he has some super expensive stuff all the way down to marbles. I mean, anything you could possibly think of, which I learned a lot about marbles being at Scott's shop. Do you know that there's a marble that's worth $10,000?
No.
A marble. A cat's eye marble. And he's got a whole bunch of different ones, ranging from the cheaper ones to the more expensive ones. I mean, he's just he has everything. Everything.
That thing got to shine like a diamond.
Yeah, get over there.
It is. And they, and you know, well, I never saw them before, but some of the ones that were in the medium range of pricing, but they're like, you know, the ones you used to play with as a kid, the marbles.
Right.
They're like probably three times as big. And I never saw that size before. And I mean, they're really, they're just like cat's eyes, but those ones were worth some money too. But he has all kinds. Star Wars toys. I mean, anything you could think of.
Yeah, and those Star Wars toys can be worth some money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. My life is just like really pressure cooker because we got to make sure everything's done correct.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody can imagine you have 150 clients and you got to make sure every one of their ads is correct.
And you got to understand.
And we
got to
be
really
at the printer by Friday.
It's really you and
so
I.
So do we cancel? Hey, James, Brian Cash.
Oh, look, Brian's going to take a call on the air right now. And I'm guessing that he may be talking to James over at Rizzoli's Pizza, but I could be wrong about that as well. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
You can
put
a headset on if you want.
Why, sure.
We are in the studio with Mike, right?
Yep, that's me. Yeah, I'm just enjoying my day off of work. I work at the Tropicana Field. You know, that's, you know, kind of like my home away from home. But whenever I'm there, you know, like here, I'm kind of like what I say, I'm live on the scene. You know?
Yeah.
So I've done everything from concession stand manager to cleaning up after the fans, you know. Cause, man, them fans sometimes, they it's like they purposely trash the place. I mean, it's like, but I've done, I actually did the setup for the governor when the governor came there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, did the setup and the breakdown for that, and for the acrobatic show that they had there a while back. I put all that tile down on like 75% of the baseball field.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was some very hard labor, but, and I hurt my hip, but.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. I'm all right. But
that must be a kind of a cool job, though, because you get to meet a lot of interesting people, and it's always a new crowd.
Yes,
Back in the day when I was going to school, I used to love actually waitressing because it was, I kind of never felt like I was at work because I loved to talk. So I was sort of socializing all day long, you know, but I was actually working. And I made really good money waitressing. Met a lot of interesting people, actually people that I'm still friends with.
Well, see, my most interesting nights was I wasn't only the head manager, but I was head cashier sometimes as well because some of the head cashiers decided they wanted to have sticky fingers. And one thing about Center Plate, well, Center Plate, which is no longer a franchise, now it's Levy. But Center Plate, they wanted all their money. And if they didn't get all their money, then that means we got it deducted. You know, it didn't matter who did it, but everybody got money deducted off of their check.
Oh, wow.
You know, but just like my teacher said, one bad apple spoils them all.
Right.
You know, but I always loved it when the New York Yankees came to play because they loved the way I pour their beer. I mean, one New York Yankee fan, he gave me a $2 bill. And I go, are you trying to tell me that I'm gay? You know, you heard the saying of a gay is a $2 bill.
I thought and, it was a $3 bill.
Y'all forgive me out there. I just got a sense of humor, you know. But, yeah, that's what I told him. But I made him laugh, you know. But I mean, I remember one night I pulled like about $175 tips. So I felt blessed. So what I did when I usually get blessed with money like that, see, out and on the concourses, they have what they call portables, like grilled cheese portables, candy, you know, popcorn, so on and so forth. So what I did is when I went on my bathroom break, I took a whole bunch of dollar bills out of my tip jar, you know, and which we're not really allowed to have out on the counter, but we keep them under our cash register. I took a bunch of bills with me, and the girls that be in them little portables out there, I pass out some of the... See, I bless other people with my
awesome.
Blessings,
well,
you know. That's
blessed,
how you receive your blessings
of
back,
course.
You know.
So I want to do a little promo for Rizzoli's. That's who Brian was just talking to, James. It sounded like he was a bit busy. But, you know, they just moved locations. They were located over on Sunset Point Road, but now they are located at 2340 State Road 580, which is... I don't know if you guys know the old Kmart because it's not open anymore, but it's right across from there. Everybody knows that as a landmark, really. But it's a plaza right there across from the Kmart, and it's a much bigger restaurant, so they have a lot more tables in there, and they just have the most delicious food. They deliver as well. I mean, their garlic knots are to die for. Ooh. And so, yeah, so they have moved. They used to be on Sunset, and now they are at 2340 State Road 580. They also do deliveries. You can do takeout or dine-in. And that phone number that you want to call is 727-442-3693. And that is Rizzoli's Pizza over in Clearwater. You got to go check them out, guys. And you can also find them on the BC in the BCC coupon book. And we have some really good deals in there. A large pizza for $8.99. You can't beat that. And it's a great pizza. So we are now joined with Josh, right?
Yes, how you doing?
Good. So did you get your music situated?
Yeah, but they, you know, I bring some more stuff in, you know.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I mean, do you have a rap name that you go by?
Lil Josh.
Lil Josh, okay. And where are you from?
Ohio.
Oh, really? I'm from Ohio as well.
For real?
Yeah, where? Where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from in Ohio?
Dayton, Ohio.
And I'm from Toledo.
Really? I'm from south of Dayton. I was actually born in Steubenville, but then I ended up living right outside of Pittsburgh.
And we call it pop up there. We don't call it soda. We call it pop. And no, we're not going to pop you in the jaw when we say pop.
I don't really say that anymore because everybody used to say, what? What are you talking about?
You got tired of it, right, Miss Lady?
Now I just call it whatever it is because I don't really call it soda either. Because living in Virginia, you know, right after I left Ohio and Pennsylvania, I lived in Virginia for a year, and I don't think I have an accent, but apparently they did. And they used to tell me the craziest stuff, like, you sound like a Valley girl, but also from New York. I'm like, what kind of accent is that? Okay. Now, they sound super Southern there.
You've been to Cedar Point, though?
Oh, of course.
Oh, man.
Had you ever been to Geauga Lake and SeaWorld?
Yes.
They closed
Ohio,
them.
I heard they turned it into a Six Flag or something in Aurora.
No, they closed the whole thing.
Oh, they closed it completely down.
They turned it into something else. I was reading a long story about it. I guess there was all this controversy, and there was a bunch of lawsuits because of who owned what, but this big company bought the property, and then pretty much they just were like, this is disposable, we're going to get rid of it. So all the townspeople were trying to get everyone to sign petition to take it to them, be like, look, you know, this has been a landmark in our town for so long, like, we want it back. And I guess they just didn't pay too much attention to that.
What about Kings Island? You ever been there?
Oh, yes.
They had the little miniature Eiffel Tower. Yeah,
used to go to all those places.
That was the spot right there.
Storybook Forest was in Ligonier, Pennsylvania. I went to all those places. Well, Brian is back in the studio. So, are you talking to somebody?
Yeah. Actually, Carlos, did you want to get on the air yourself?
Oh, we have Carlos. That's a new client.
Carlos.
I don't actually have his ad,
or you want me just to do the commercial?
He's from Nuevo Vallarta.
Okay, just stay. Don't hang up. Hold on. You got it tuned in?
106.1 FM.
You got it tuned in? All right.
So, yeah, we're on the phone on
the air.
We're on the
phone.
We're doing good today because we're at deadline.
Yeah, he's authentic Mexican food. Only the finest ingredients, right? He gave me something where he cut a pineapple in half.
Ooh.
Right? And then gutted out the pineapple. Right? And it was a real pineapple.
Really?
And then put the food in it.
Really? Oh, that sounds so good.
Hold on, I'll have
to
talk to him on the phone. What is that called, the pineapple thing? Well, I got the pineapple where it was cut in half.
Was there fruit in it or food?
Food.
Oh, that's awesome. Was it like rice?
Yeah, rice and chicken and all types of stuff.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, what, you remember the pineapple? Anyhow, I think that's his authentic dish.
Oh, actually. Yeah, because here it says that he has authentic Mexican food with fresh ingredients made fresh from scratch daily.
Right, and then he really specializes in margaritas.
Ooh, I love margaritas. That's a
Mexican. Isn't that a Mexican thing, margarita?
Sure. Cinco de Mayo is my birthday, so I have, that's my drink.
And that's something it should say, too, is like, let me ask him this. I'm doing this like crazy. What's the hotel that you're in?
Oh, he's in a hotel. We definitely need to put that there.
Bayside Inn? Yeah, we should put that in the inn also.
Oh, for sure. He's located in the Bayside Inn.
What's the best way to describe where you're at?
So Brian's on the phone, and we're relaying messages, guys, if you just wondered what the pause was. We're just trying to find out a better location where you guys can go check out Nueva Vallarta. Fine Mexican food. Fresh, made from scratch daily. The actual address, though, is 9359 U.S. Highway 19 North.
Can you hear what we're saying on the radio?
Pinellas
right now?
Park. And they are open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 10, and Sunday, 11 to 2.
106.1.
So, again, guys, that's Nuevo Vallarta. And you can call them at 727-577-3746.
Yeah, and then Carlos is also the chef, so he's the main cat there. And he's saying he's having trouble hearing us.
I need Carlos's email address, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Carlos. Here, let me give you the phone.
Or a cell phone number.
Yeah.
Hi, Carlos. How you doing?
How are you? That's what we were looking to get anyway. So you see what we do here is we try to promote our businesses on the radio. So, like, our competitors, maybe they give them a coupon book. Okay, that's good. They can judge the response by the coupons. But then also we back it up by branding their name on the radio. Now, do you have Josh's stuff hooked up? No.
No, we wasn't doing it.
Okay, you don't have nothing on SoundCloud?
No,
or
I do, but it just...
You couldn't do it because of the curse words?
Yeah.
We just need like a non-explicit version, basically.
Right. Yeah. And I told them whenever we come back, or I'll put some music out there.
Thank you. Well, why don't you sing them something?
Sing. You want to try to do it? No. Can you do it live? A cappella, whatever it's called?
A cappella. I need that.
Did you get it?
So, yep, I'm going to see. That was awesome. We got Carlos on the phone. I've been trying to get in touch with him for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because he's very busy because he is the chef there. He makes everything himself.
Mm. Yeah, then we get some of our new clients is Zines Pizza. And this guy makes a pizza. He uses the real mozzarella. And he has a 16-inch cheese pizza that he normally sells for $12. He's going to give a special for $7.99 just so people try it. We got Readers. They moved to Almerton Road in Belcher, but they're in a bigger and a better location. And he only deals with Ferraris. He does it for the Ferrari.
Oh, my gosh. Remember? Some of his cars. He owns a Ferrari, actually, as his car. But he basically, guys, pimps out rides, okay? But he does a good job. Like, people literally, you know, he made a deal with this guy. He was from England. He was here on vacation. And he saw some of Jay's work, which is Jay Reader. He shipped 15 cars here to America solely just for him to work on.
Yeah, and then,
like, that's how good of a work he does.
Now, did we get the commercial done for...
I did. I texted her. She just texted me back, actually.
And what'd she say?
I don't know yet. I have to do this real quick.
Yeah. That's All Paws of Dunedin in the same plaza as Bonnie's Restaurant. Have your pet arrive in style. And then it has the dog in a car. Look at that, Josh. Like, the dog's driving. Have your pet arrive in style. I really believe this is, like, one of the better ads we've ever done. What do you think of the Mexican restaurant there? Pretty nice?
Yep. I'm texting it to Carlos right now, so I hope everything is good to go. We just need to put a description in there that he's located in the Bayside Hotel.
Yeah. And then we're working Cold Cove, too. Ice cream. Cold Stone.
Cold Stone Creamery.
So if you've ever been there, you know how great it is.
Right. Yeah, it's like, it's real ice cream, like real, made with real cream. Yeah. Oh, it is definitely better than Dairy Queen. It's homemade. Dairy Queen is not homemade. You make it out of a bag that you get from the factory.
Actually, Dairy Queen does a good job, too, though. We got better ice cream. Yeah. Yeah. Dairy Queen's good stuff. Is what's the phone? Give me the phone number of Lisa. Text it to me. The Dairy Queen on Gulf to Bay. Is she in today?
She should.
Do you know the number there? Yeah. Oh, who's this? Is this still Carlos? You're still there, huh?
Oh. Yeah. All right. I just sent him over the ad.
We just sent you over the ad. Were you able to get the radio in or no? Sometimes in cars it comes in better. Like, because you know your building there has it blocked off because of electricity for.
And plus, he's actually on the phone with us here. That could be actually something.
Yeah, but if
you,
you get in a car, you never have a problem. You can hear it in seven counties in a car.
Yeah.
I notice that people inside businesses because of the roof and all that.
Sometimes it blocks the signal. I have a problem with my cell phone inside buildings sometimes.
Yeah. But anyhow, we emailed the ad over to you. Can you check your email?
No, I sent it to his phone. So he's on the phone.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of it? Nice ad, huh?
So, yeah, this is our show today, guys. This is us in action at Deadline.
Right. And then also, too, is the... There should be something mentioned about the hotel, where it's at, a description, right?
That was the Bayside Hotel.
Bayside Hotel.
Yeah, because that's for sure. If people are looking for it, they need to know that that's where it's located.
Yeah, before my mom was born. That's why I said we didn't
have any. All right.
Okay, it says breakfast. No more breakfast. Here, let me put Tammy. Give it to Tammy. Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to step away for a second. I shall be right back.
Yeah, I think that's the first time I ever did that. Took ad copy changes from a customer on the phone while the radio show was going. So anyhow, let's go sit over here. Let's put on some rap music. Give me a rap song that you guys like. Can you get a song up for us? Okay, let's do, what would be a good rap song to do that's the hottest song in town right now? That you like to hear. What's good?
Amigos is pretty good.
Yeah, Kay, can you play an Amigos song? Amigos. Play one of them. They're on that show, too. I guess they're on the show.
Jamie Pearl.
Yeah, they were on a show, Power or something like that. The Amigo guy was there. I guess they've really taken off. You ever wonder how people, because they were hanging out in Clearwater Beach years ago. They were nobodies. Like, just trying to make it, and then they made it. You ever wonder how people get, like, the lucky break and stuff? Do you guys, though they're too young, but do you remember All in the Family?
Yeah, All in the Family, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? The guy that, Archie Bunker? What was his real name? Carol O'Connor?
Yeah, Carol O'Connor. He also went on to play on In the Heat of the Night.
That's correct. And then he did an interview. And he says he knows that there's... I always remember this interview. And I was about your guy's ages when he gave it. And he said that I'm not talented. I know a lot more people that like are theatrical actors that are much more talented. But he got lucky to get in a series which is called All in the Family, which they almost canceled the first year, right? But then it caught on to where it was the number one show for 5 years. And what he said was, is that sometimes it's luck. $250 a month. All right, Carlos. And then it's Carla, and then Carlos just asked how much it was. So anyhow, that's the deal, you know? And so sometimes if you know, how do you spell luck? If I ask you how to spell luck, the answer is W-O-R-K. Because when you work hard, right, it's like it says faith without works is dead. Right? It's there an S at it. When you work hard and you do the next right thing, you make your own luck. So would you like to say anything that you can tell us about the song that you know about, or you just want us to play it?
It's called Stir Fry by Amigos.
By Amigos? Is there anything you want to say?
Billboards, top 100.
Okay, Stir Fry.
They used to go through it back then when they was little. But they getting up there.
There you go. They're on movies now. They're on that show Power. Okay, let's listen to this. This is being dedicated by Jay Sean, Josh, and Mike, and Mitch. The Amigos. Because you know what it is? It's the Four Amigos. Who are the Four Amigos? There are four of them.
Yeah, Penta, Senta, and
No, it's supposed to be three.
Three?
Yeah.
Three Amigos?
It's three. It's three.
All right, so the Three Amigos.
Like the Three Musketeers.
Like the Three Musketeers. Do the Musketeers have a name?
I don't think
so. All right, Tammy, do me a favor. Get on. We're doing all this. Let's just listen to this song dedicated by the Three Amigos, Jay Sean, Josh, and Mike. Go ahead, play it up.
You a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all size. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why'd you keep looking at me? I feel like a static. It must be the paddock. Like it's blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like it's stir fry. Like it's stir fry, put it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like it's stir fry, put it in the kitchen wrist, twist it like it's stir fry.
He said talk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know that because I was listening to him listen. Yeah, there's something about airtime is that you can't allow to have dead airtime. And I was just thinking about Jay Sean. You got a face for radio.
Yeah, I kind of do.
That's a joke.
But I'm Jay Sean.
And there actually is a camera in here, right, that they see. You can watch on Tan Talk 1340. People watch us live on the internet.
Well, they're watching us on Instagram Live, too.
No, Facebook Live.
Oh, Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, see? And I'd like to say hello out to Monique, Roy's mom, just to say a shout-out.
She's a blessing out there.
She's a blessing. And also say a shout-out to Roy.
Killer Music.
Is there any way you can go to YouTube and get a Killer Music song put on that's
on
clean?
SoundCloud.
Can you do that with him?
Maybe I don't know if you have any clean music, though.
Oh, okay. All right. And then that's that. And then...
Yeah, because like I was telling him, I don't want to put my music on there and get nobody in trouble.
You have like a 15-second delay.
What I would like to do, because I just got an email from a very good friend of ours, Matt. You know, DJ Matt?
Yeah.
He's actually in the hospital right now. So I would like to play the AJ Salvatore song, Ignite, for him and dedicate it to DJ Matt.
Okay, do that.
And that's at, over at Go Glow. Glow.
Did you get...
Keep him in your prayers, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, play it for... That's Glow. My friend's in the hospital. Matt is one of those guys that just never gave up and made it big in the music industry. He's a... He was in the top 100 DJs in the whole United States. And you know there's thousands and thousands of DJs. And he traveled the whole United States and they paid for him. And like they paid for his airfare, his hotel. And he had over like, you know, $10,000 in equipment. And like this is one of his deals that he put together.
But
okay. So I mean, he's a superstar. He did a song that was really big for Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
He produced it. And it was one of Snoop Dogg's biggest hits. And he's the guy that produced it. We also produced the Snoop Dogg show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we were backstage, yeah. We did it in downtown St. Pete. Anyhow, let's listen to the song.
You worry about how I left you all alone. used to burn, we used to glow. We were a fire, we still the show.
Now we're burned out against the wall. The light is gone and now's the curtain call.
Can we light this fire? Should we burn it all?
I try to keep thinking of you.
Yeah.
How come it's not on? Okay, the song was off. How long was it off? Because I took off my headset. She got it on?
She's trying.
106.1 FM. We only got a minute. This is kind of exciting. Will Lisa make it, Dairy Queen, to the car?
She's got a cool, nice car, and she can't figure out how to use it.
Yeah, okay. It's 106.1 FM.
We can have you on yourself next week. Oh,
yeah. She's got it?
She's got it.
Lisa, can you hear us? Ask her if she can hear me. Say,
can you
Lisa.
Hear Ryan? He just said your name.
Huh? Yes? I noticed that. Is it possible? Anyhow, that's Lisa from Dairy Queen.
I work with her.
Yeah.
She's really an awesome
lady.
Yeah, tell us what the specials are at Dairy Queen going on right now.
We have amazing blizzards for the summertime. We have a berry. We got a strawberry cheesecake. It's the number one blizzard we have. We have a cotton candy blizzard. The cotton candy blizzard is pretty good. I love it. And Lisa's also a wonderful owner at Dairy Queen. I actually really love her. And she has a great opportunity for her people and her team to give her great customer service towards her customers. So I really do appreciate her.
And that's Dairy Queen. There's two locations. Where's
one on Gulf the Bay. Near Clearwater High, and there's one on US 9, one in Oldsmar on Tampa Road.
Okay, that's Dairy Queen, and that's Lisa, and she's like the Mona Lisa of ice cream. And if you want the best ice cream, that $5 box, their ice cream is the best.
Yes.
And don't forget about
Colston, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.